The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
More controversy at RTE. Newly released figures show that the national broadcaster's senior executives are earning more than many of its top star presenters, sparking a debate over transparency and accountability within the organisation. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, has the story today in the paper, and he joins me now. Fionnán, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Nobody's going to earn any more than the DG under some new regime, but currently some of his under-managers do.
Yeah, it looks like this traditional debate about the RTE stars' pay was a tad misleading because we weren't able to factor in what executives were being paid up until now. RTE embracing a new era of transparency. And suddenly we're discovering that that list of top 10 earners within the organisation is in no way restricted to the star presenters. In fact, half of that list is made up by executives who are, you know, obviously the senior management within the organisation. So I suppose in the post Ryan Tuberty scandal era, the rule book is being rewritten. We're now seeing these figures on management salaries for the first time. You'll recall last summer there were some gasps across the country when a senior manager in RTE couldn't remember what he was being paid when he was asked at an Oireachtas committee. And we're now seeing what others in that bracket are being paid. So for the first time, we're able to compare like for like the earnings of the stars and the earnings of the senior management. And earnings is basically the salary, pension contribution, any other allowances or benefits, or in contractor cases, and the star presenters at the top tend to be contractors rather than staff in RTE. It's basically the amount that they invoice for across the course of the year. And we're now basically discovering that, okay, but Ryan Tuberty is gone, and the big figure is above half a million are no longer there. Yes, an RTE presenter is still top of the table in terms of Joe Duffy being up there on 350 grand. But what we're actually finding now is that actually second and third place is actually occupied by members of RTE management in the form of Adrian Lynch, who's on earnings of 287 grand, and Richard Waghorn, who's on 282. Adrian Lynch, people will recall, featured heavily at the Oireachtas committee hearings last year. He's the Deputy Director General. He's been there for a number of years. He was the guy who couldn't understand Matty McGrath's accent when he was asking who he allied to. I think that's what will stand out for people, just to recall the memories there. Richard Waghorn is the head of IT within and transformation within the organisation. But then as you come down, okay, you hit Claire Byrne. But then actually the top five is closed out by Emer Cusack. Again, a senior manager within RTE. People will recall that last year she featured quite prominently in the issue around exit payments and the scandal there within the organisation. So Emer Cusack, she was the one who knew about the 450 grand sweetheart deal with the former chief financial officer, Breed O'Keefe, for 6 years, but she didn't tell her fellow management executives. And she also admitted writing a letter saying the redundancy was signed off by management. So that closes out the top five. So what I'm actually finding is in the top five, three of them are managers. Then you come down to the next five. Deirdre McCarthy, the head of news and current affairs. Then Mary McCallaghan, Paula Mullooly, who's the head of legal, Ray Darcy, and Ryan Tuberty closing that out, even though he left in August of last year and was off air since late June. The 245,000 that he earned last year from RTE, putting him in the top 10 earners within the organisation. But that'll be the last time that he features on that list, and down significantly on the previous year when he was top of the table on 515,000. But that included the famous Renault payments, and that's where it all went wrong.
Yeah. And of course, it depends, I suppose, on what people do. If, for example, like Ryan, you were presenting the flagship Late Late Show, which was a massive earner for RTE, and doing a radio program versus someone who's just doing maybe one television program a week, or perhaps a small radio series. So it's very difficult with like to compare like with like. Equally, it's very difficult to compare what a manager does compared to someone like Joe Duffy, who's audible every single day. His performance is monitored by the public. Managers are hard to monitor.
And I suppose there has been an unfairness here in that the star presenters were the ones who faced the criticism and the scrutiny and the assessment on their salaries. You know, people used to look at, well, how many hours a week is that person on, and therefore what's the breakdown per minute? And meanwhile, we see actually, well, there were very senior figures in management who never came under any scrutiny, yet they were on similar sums and easily fitted into the top 10. And you know, there was never any great clamour or scrutiny around their salaries. So I think it does even up the pitch. It puts paid to this notion that the star presenters are the ones who are on the big bucks in RT. It's quite clear now, actually, that the management are too. And I think in a year's time...
But the difference is that the management kind of decide on their own salaries, whereas the star presenters have to negotiate their salaries, and the management ultimately decide what is going to be dispersed.
Yeah, and the management salaries, one presumes, has to be signed off on by the board. And we have seen over the course of the past year the excesses within the organisation that have emerged have very often involved senior members of management. Be it you're spending on your flip flops from the barter account, that's all traceable back to management. The sweetheart deals that we saw on exit payments, that particularly applied to members of senior management, and the general lack of corporate governance that was in place in terms of the things like the signing off on Toy Show the Musical, the expenditure there without any official formal sanction from the board, although board members were well aware of it. So what we did see over the course of the past year, while it has, you know, this was something that Ryan Tuberty himself pointed to, it's called the Ryan Tuberty payment scandal, but actually it's more the RTE payment scandal and RTE management. You know, certainly haven't really borne the full extent of the focus that perhaps the star names that were more familiar to people did.
Yeah, now the timing of this is a bit peculiar. Maybe they felt they had to issue it at this point, but, you know, they're having a particularly good time, I suppose, with the Olympic presentations on RTE television at the moment, you know, and they've got excellent reporting on all of that. And yet this thing is on the front pages again for RT on the front pages for the wrong reason.
Well, the timing of it is that they haven't released cash, obtained it by other means. Quite curiously, this was a report which shows us for the first time the levels of pay to management. It wasn't published alongside the unprecedented RTE bailout of 725 million worth of public funding. The accounts were approved by the RTE board. They were passed to government. It went through the cabinet last Wednesday alongside the RTE bailout. And yet this annual report wasn't published. And that's it's a bit of a curiosity, to be frank, that such a pertinent document would not be put out there alongside an announcement of an unprecedented multi-annual funding stream for the organisation. So I don't know the answer to why it was decided that it wouldn't be published straight away alongside the other aspects that came out last week.
Now, it's not all bad news for RT management because, as you know, Pascal Donoghue has commissioned that report on semi-state pay, and it appears it's going to be a benchmarking exercise comparing the semi-states and the pay of senior executives to those in the private sector. And if you're looking at multi-annual or the annual budget of RT and you're talking about hundreds of millions of euro, however it is gained, be it through advertising, sponsorship or through exchequer funding and the licence fee, it's a huge company in terms of its turnover. And one presumes that the salaries then will be recommended to rise to mirror those salaries for people running similar sized organisations in the private sector.
Well, what you never really find out of those reviews is that the salaries are reduced of senior management in state bodies, be it the civil service or semi-state agencies. There tends to be recommendations on things to do into the future. In terms of RTE, Kevin Backhurst has said that nobody will be paid more than the Director General into the future, who's on a salary of about a quarter of a million, plus pension, plus allowance. And you have to bear in mind that the pension is obviously a quite generous public sector pension, so worth a considerable amount as well. So that'll be the one to watch over the coming years in RTE as people's contracts die off and there are renewals there, particularly around the presenters. So you'll see, you know, the days where the presenters are out on top won't be happening anymore. It'll be the Director General and everybody else thereafter.
Yeah, now the Director General's calculation, you know, it will have to include the pension, any, I suppose, allowances for the credit card, things like a laptop provided by the organisation, mobile phone bills, all those things would really have to be totted up to get the real ceiling that people would be negotiating to.
And that's indeed the figures that we're looking at here. So, you know, Kevin Backer says that, you know, nobody's salary will be over 250, and I presume in the terms of contractors that it'll be nobody over 250. You can break down, for example, Adrian Lynch, the Deputy Director General. He's on a salary of 217,308. His pension contribution is worth 43,462. He has other allowances of 24,700, and there are other matters of 1,456, and that adds up to 286,926. So I presume when Kevin Backer says nobody's going to be earning more, he's talking about the bare salary figure before you get into pensions and so on. So the figure can kind of tot up well above that when you're including earnings. And earnings is the figure that was given to us over the years for the RTE star presenters. I mean, you can look at a number of employees in RTE who often featured on this list this year. You know, if you're looking at the top 10 presenters alone, you'd see Mary Wilson, Brian Dobson, Darren Maloney and George Lee. But it's earnings. It's not their base salary. So there was those figures were never broken down. So it looked like their base pay was that bit larger than it actually was, because you had to strip out the other elements. So we'll see how that evolves. I mean, you'd imagine people are on 3-year, maybe max 5-year contracts. So over the course of the next few years, we'll get that more flat picture probably emerging from about 2028 onwards, where we see it's Kevin Backer's salary and everybody else is below that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the whole contractual thing evolves, because, you know, in my time when I was on staff as a humble continuity announcer on radio, and I was being offered work by RTE Television within the same organisation, I was told by the then Director of Personnel, Conor Sexton, if you want to keep doing this work on television, you've got to leave the staff. So I was told, in order to progress my career on television and indeed doing other radio programmes beside continuity announcing, I had to leave the staff. And I'm wondering how many of the current on-screen or on-radio voices and faces would say, I'd be much better off with a pension from RTE based on the fact that I've worked here for umpteen years on contract. And the taxman, as we know, is looking at these kind of arrangements. So this scandal has a bit of a way to run, I suspect.
Yeah, you're looking at it certainly in the new regime, where there's more management scrutiny of what you're earning outside of your RTE job. You now have to declare any money that you're making. If you are a main contributor with RTE and a main presenter, you're going to have to tell RTE management, I'm also undertaking this work. And then you have to seek permission for that, make sure there is no conflict of interest. We learned yesterday that that information won't become public because the Data Protection Commissioner has intervened and said that this is personal information that can't be divulged, but nonetheless it has to be cleared with RTE management. If into the future people will be better off just being members of staff, just signing up. So we're seeing that at the moment the people who are in the top end of the presenters list, Joe Duffy, Claire Byrne, Mary McCallan, Ray Darcy, Ryan Tubridy and Brendan O'Connor, they're all contractors. So they are paid a lump sum out of which they have to pay, they sort out their own tax affairs, they have to pay their pension contributions, they have to pass on any fees to agents or anything like that. Whereas the staff who are in the organisation are, you know, the PAYE, PRSI,
yeah, it's all found.
The pension is, the calculation has always been, somebody in the top 10 told me this a number of years ago, you're better off in the longer run being on the staff because your pension contribution is worth that much more and you're in a more secure pension pot. So if you're looking at the long term. So I think, you know, Kevin Backhurst has been fairly adamant in recent times that people haven't left the organisation because of the new rules that are coming into place. We had a raft of departures from 2FM just as new regulations were coming into place. They were saying it was not connected. He has also said that people have said to him, managers have said to him, it's going to be more difficult to hire people as a result of this. But they've basically said, in the wake of the Ryan Tubridy scandal and the other associated issues that arose over the course of the past year, that this is the route that they now have to go down. Right. And in return, that's why they get their 725 million public funding bailout from the taxpayer.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.